Sharing Christ might seem scary, but with the Holy Spirit's help, you can be a light for Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Maddie Montgomery gives some encouragement on sharing your faith.
In Acts, Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, then you will be witnesses. He doesn't say that you'll be preachers or evangelists or prophets or pastors. He says, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will become witnesses. That is the identifying characteristic, is that I don't just teach philosophy or teach ideas to you. This isn't theoretical Christianity. I teach you what I have seen and heard and experienced and known of God. Even when I teach out of the Bible, it's not just this is what the words on the page say. It is this is what this has done in my heart. This is how this has changed my life. That is how I bear witness to who God is and to what God does.
And simply sharing your own story as you go about your everyday activities is a way to help others see Jesus in you.
I think that sharing our story is what it looks like to be in Spirit-filled ministry. And whether that is someone that is in ministry as a vocation, or whether you're just, whether you're a college student or a housewife or whoever, that's what it looks like to be led by the Holy Spirit and to share and sharing Jesus with the people around you, is to bear witness to who Jesus is, to what he has done, to what he is doing, and to what he will do. And that's the great joy of our life as believers, is to proclaim to the world the reality of Jesus and the kingdom of God that he's made available to us. So, man, I think that sharing stories is vital. I think that it's vital not only to the people that we minister to, but it's vital to us to remember, to recall the tremendous things that God has done.
Don't be shy. Gently share what Jesus has done for you with the people you meet. Do you need some help getting started? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.